Message number 1280. Every man possesses traits of my father. Tuesday, December 2, 2014 at 23:10. My dearly beloved daughter, despite the days of darkness which lie ahead as the world is purged of sin and when I will be rejected as being no longer relevant, I am a God of great mercy. I remind you that I forgive easily and love everyone with every part of my being, although many torment me with their indifference and their hatred of me. I accept the fact that I am not loved like I once was, and that the faith of my people has turned cold because this was foretold. My duty now is to relieve man from the slavery imposed upon him by Satan through temptation. As long as man does not believe in Satan, the greatest scourge facing humanity, he will not accept my goodness, my love, or my existence. It is difficult for all of you who know me to remain in a state of grace. Think how lost those souls are who pay me no heed at all, the ones who do know who I am but who give me nothing of their time, the same souls who were given the sacraments and the truth but who waver their right to my kingdom. Many of them idolize false gods and pledge themselves almost daily to the pursuit of things which do not come from me. None of these people love me, but I love them and I always will, for they are part of my flesh. Then there are those souls who are disloyal to me, who betray me, and who are willing to believe in new revelations which question my divinity. They too have allowed their love for me to dwindle, yet I love them just as much as I love those who love me with all their heart. I will never give up searching for a place in their hearts, seeking a moment when they might respond to me or when they may finally accept my great mercy. Man is made in God's image. Like any parent, God sees himself in his own, and this brings him great joy. Every man possesses traits of my Father. There is good in everyone, and it is this goodness which proves to you that God is present. Rejoice when you witness kindness, love, patience, and great acts of charity, for you can be assured that the presence of God is at work in souls who display these traits. It is this goodness within the hearts of sinners that will defeat evil. You must never give up hope, for I am ever merciful and my compassion is all-encompassing. I will never reject anyone who calls out to me. I only desire to bring them my love, my peace, and my glorious kingdom. Pray, my dear followers, that I can ignite love within the hearts of those who have fallen away from me. I will fight to the bitter end so that I can gather all of God's children and especially my enemies and bring them eternal salvation. Your Jesus.